The world's turned white. But for me, the world has always and will always be blood red. The start of another wonderful day. They will keep happening. Every night I go to sleep, a shaking, delirious sleep where the room dances, and I wonder if this is finally it. If this is when I'll have the good fortune not to wake up. No luck so far.
Benjamin! Good news! Just what we all need. How much firewood do you think we'll need? You've chopped enough to last a week.
What else can I do in this weather but chop wood? I've got to do something. Or I'll go mad.
And that's just the thing. I've spoken to the master, and we're going to have a celebration.
Celebration?
Saturnalia! Just what we need to cheer ourselves up. And you will be the Lord of Misrule. Yes, Saturnalia.
With everything that's happened.
Because of everything that's happened. We can't bring Gloria back after all. What's done is done. Horrible, but, well, life goes on.
Hers doesn't. Still no word from the police?
Master Isaac talked to them a few days ago.
A week ago? Nobody's left the house since then.
Nobody's been able to, not with this weather. Regardless, he got the impression that they're not hopeful of ever getting to the bottom of it. I doubt their opinion has changed since.
That's absurd. Absurd if someone did that to her.
But the police have given up on finding out who. Apparently she'd become rather popular amongst certain men in the village. No doubt she fell out with one of them and, well, there you are.
But there's falling out and then there's tearing someone to pieces. And as for having a love affair in the village, I find that very hard to believe.
Gloria wasn't above doing such a thing.
Well, maybe not, but I'm sure we would have noticed. In fact, I'm sure she would have crowed about it. But the whole thing is ridiculous. Surely, Dolores, we need to face facts. Someone murdered Gloria and we have to accept that it might be someone in the house.
Ridiculous! Obviously it was a stranger. Some lunatic from the village.
Dolores,
I won't have anyone suggest otherwise. I just won't. Do you understand? I won't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look, don't think me insensitive. The whole situation is simply awful. But the effect it's had on this house and the family, well, we simply have to draw a line under it. And what better way of doing so than Saturnalia?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's an ancient celebration, an opportunity to bring light and warmth into the cold winter months. We are cheating slightly, holding it a few days late. The 21st, winter solstice. But it's close enough. It'll give us all chance to put our feet up.
I'm sorry?
During Saturnalia. The rulers become the slaves, and the slaves become the rulers.
The master and the mistress would be waiting on us.
Exactly!
I'm not sure I would be comfortable with that. No.
Well, you'll have to try. Master Isaac is fully behind the idea, and Mistress Clarissa is simply giddy at the thought of it.
That doesn't reassure me one bit.
Bewley, Tracker, Crispin, D'Angelo, what's the point of you? What is the point of any of you?
Oh, has the child given up on his books?
That would please you, wouldn't it, Father? If I were to tear them all up, bar one.
Oh, you can tear that one up too, far as I'm concerned. It was the work of a dabbler. Guesswork, scribbling, nothing more. Trust me, son. Nothing makes a fool of a philosopher more than dying. I'm done with all of it. It's God's greatest joke. All the best secrets are found after death. The grave makes geniuses of us all.
Sadly, not silent ones.
You consider yourself lucky. I'm bristling with knowledge, stuffed full. You should ask me questions.
Why are you here?
Better questions.
I don't have time for you. I can't trust a word you say.
Oh, perhaps not. But you can trust this. You'll be joining me soon.
What? But why? How? Father!
Mad. We're all going mad.
Why do you think that?
You of all people have to ask.
I suppose not.
Are we going to celebrate the madness with a party?
Better that than wallowing in it. Who do you think killed Gloria?
Isn't it obvious?
Oh, I feel like a new woman!
But not you. A different new woman. Me. I'm the new woman.
Are you sure you should be out of bed, Mistress Hodder?
I'm bored of being in it. Besides, I need to get ready for our little celebration. I'm going to be the new housekeeper. Any advice?
I wouldn't dream of offering any, Mum.
Not even with regard to the hiring of maids.
You think she's dangerous?
Definitely.
And what do you propose to do about it?
I have no idea.
Ah!
Oh, do be careful, Master Isaac. This is supposed to be fun. I'd be mortified if you actually hurt yourself.
It's nothing, just a little blood. You can't make a meal without a little blood. Go away. I'm perfectly capable, and Clarissa will help.
Where is she?
She was so excited by a pinny and the set of house keys, she's running around the house locking and unlocking things.
Bless her. Well, I'll go and dress for dinner then, if you're quite sure.
Perfectly. I've dedicated my life to solving the ineffable truths at the heart of existence. If I can do that, I can certainly roast beef.
Oh, oh stupid thing.
I know where to prune ivy to encourage growth. I can bring life from the tiniest of seeds. Tying a bow tie.
Oh, damn it!
Apparently we're supposed to arrive together. The Lord of Misrule and the Lady of the House.
Stupid. And I won't be arriving at all unless you help me with this tie.
Fine. Move back over to the mirror. I can't do it front on. Squat down a little.
Stupid things. Used to have to wear one at our military functions. Hated them then.
Men know nothing. You should try putting on this dress.
I'd rather not.
I don't know. It would probably suit this topsy-turvy nonsense. Saturnalia. Is this a regular celebration in the house?
No. We've never done it before. Hope we never do it again.
There. Done. Shall we get it over and done with?
Yeah, I suppose.
Excellent.
Look at you both. How wonderful. You're every inch the gentleman, Benjamin.
If you say so.
And you're a revelation, Catherine.
You're very kind.
Wine has been poured and dinner is on its way.
Wonderful.
Aha! What did I tell you? Right on cue, the soup. I'm sure it will be delicious.
Soup is simple. It's just a matter of combining ingredients. I do that every day in my study.
And I stirred it.
Shall I serve?
No, I want to do it.
Mind yourself now. A good servant doesn't fling the soup all over the table. I'm quite sure you just splashed some on Mistress Ellis's frock.
It's easily done. I'm sure it won't stain.
Don't forget the rules, Mistress Ellis. On Saturnalia, these are our slaves, and they must be treated as such.
I didn't mean to. This ladle's stupid.
Honestly, it's quite all right.
No! Our housekeeper has been inexcusably clumsy. Now tell her so.
I really think it's...
There's no point in playing a game if you don't stick to the rules. Tell her!
You've been very clumsy, Clarissa. Kindly be more careful in future.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. Speak to me like that again, and I'll stab you with the fish knife.
I trust you will enjoy it. Bon appétit.
Well, it's passable, I suppose, for a first attempt.
It tastes of mold.
Blue cheese, perhaps.
Oh, who knows? But I'm sure it won't kill us.
Such confidence.
Shh! Not now. I'm sorry, dear. Did you say something?
Just thinking out loud. It's quite spicy, isn't it?
Perhaps the wine will help.
Good idea.
Steady, Benjamin. Do try and leave some for the rest of us.
I'm sure the cellar won't run dry.
Of course, strictly speaking, we shouldn't have to pour this ourselves. But as our slaves have abandoned us for the kitchen... Here you go, dear.
Oh, not too much, thank you. In all honesty, I'm feeling somewhat lightheaded already. It's quite airless in here.
This is the one night of the year you can let your hair down. I shouldn't worry.
I'll try and bear that in mind.
I think you'll find that the pig is already dead, my sweetest. There's no need to be quite so aggressive. Besides, we're not serving that. I've roasted beef.
I'm just having fun. Oh, do you think your herbs will have taken effect yet?
I should have thought so.
You are so naughty.
Not at all. It's a perfectly valid ritual.
If you say so.
I have granted them the gifts of deeper perception. With my help, they may see gods.
And I'll see them climbing up the walls.
Are you quite all right, my dear?
I don't feel the nerves. Something's wrong.
Perhaps a drop too much claret?
Impossible.
Although, it must be said, I'm feeling somewhat unusual myself.
It's getting darker. Or is there something wrong? Something wrong with my eyes?
I'll turn the gas up.
Careful now. I don't think your legs quite know what your head is asking.
All right.
What's wrong with me? Why is everything so... I can't stand. Legs too weak up on my whole body. Feels weak. What's happening?
Something in the soup.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Something in the soup. Drugged. Poisoned.
Poisoned?
Bastards! What have they done? The bastards!
Now. There's no need. No need for that sort of language. I'm sure it's just... Maybe we should open a window.
I can't move. Everything else is moving, but why can't I? Why is everything else moving? Why is the whole room moving?
It's not. Well, at least I don't think it is. Is it?
The thing's down here, in the dark. I think they're hunting me. Can you smell earth? Freshly dug earth. There's something in it. Something old.
There's something on the table. Crawling towards me.
I think I can see it. It looks like...
A baby. A newborn. But why does it have so many legs? Who wants to touch me? To feed?
Oh, let me.
You know, let me try and...
Here. Carving fork. Take it. Defend yourself.
I can't use that. Not on a baby. Even one like that. It's a baby.
What if I touch you?
How would that feel? How would that feel?
Trying to crawl up me. Trying to get in me.
It's getting closer.
Oh, stop it. Quickly, stop it.
Get off me. Get off.
I can't. Imagine it scream.
Oh, please, take the fork.
No.
I'm here, Mom. Allow me.
No!
Oh. How strange. I didn't hear you come in, Clarissa. Mind you, I wasn't feeling quite myself. It seems to have lifted slightly.
Gone, the baby's gone. The baby's gone, just a joint of beef.
Are you feeling all right now, Mrs. Adams?
Yes. Yes. Quite all right. Everything's normal. As it should be.
The baby's gone.
Deliciously cold. So dark. Do you think they're out there?
I wonder if they even exist.
I saw them. How can you doubt it?
Some days I doubt everything.
How silly. How dull and rational. I can't see the point in doubting anything.
If you don't doubt anything, don't question. How can you ever be sure when something's real? Pushing against doubt is what gives us proof.
What a waste of time. If you just believe in everything, accept that everything is real, then you can have it all. What are gods anyway, except things to believe in? I'll have them all. The hot, spicy Hindu gods, the frolicking Greek pantheon. And on a night like this, I'll certainly believe in the first ones. The ancient frost gods who walked through the universe before all the others, found in every snowflake or web of frost. Yes, I'll certainly believe in them.
But what if you're wrong? What if we're just imagining it?
How can we be wrong? The world is whatever we think it is. Everything is subjective. So believe what you want and it's as true as anything can be. Believing in it is what makes anything real.
We're empty.
Poor Catherine certainly is. You must eat something, dear.
No, thank you. Not after what happened with the soup.
Oh, I'm sure it was nothing to do with the soup. We just all got a little bit carried away, that's all.
Carried away? The whole room became a nightmare.
But it's all quite all right now.
Right now?
Besides, these things happen sometimes. I'm sure that's not the first time you've seen things that aren't there.
Well...
Do you think she can see me?
Of course it wasn't. It happens all the time, especially in these old places. They soak up things over the years, I think, like great brick sponges. And sometimes when the mood is right, they spit it back out. Who is it that you see?
Who says she sees anyone?
Of course she does. We all do. You have your soldiers, your dead friends... Still fighting on years after the battle was done. And Catherine?
My husband.
Oh. And perhaps a bit more often than you used to now you're here, eh?
Yes.
That's harder haul for you. You're not the first. There's just something about this place. Always has been. Things cling to it. They do no harm. In all the years I've been here, I've seen so many things. Maybe it's something to do with Master Isaac's work and his father before him, of course. Always pushing at the boundaries. Always trying to peer beyond the here and now. This house has become somewhere that the solid becomes intangible. Where the real is not quite as ever-present as it might be. You get used to it.
Load of nonsense.
Then why don't you stop drinking for a day or two if you're not afraid of what you might see or hear?
There's a difference between memory and ghosts.
Is there? I would have thought they were one and the same myself.
Is that all I am, do you think, Catherine? Just
surely it's all memory. Just memory.
Time for dessert, I think.
Oh, I love dessert!
Everything we do is a memory being made.
Where's my copy of Christie's Pantheon? Has the child been here moving things around again?
And we assume those memories. Those moments die, but why should they?
If I catch him in here again, I'll beat him raw.
We never forget the big memories, do we? So why should buildings? Why should they forget the important things?
Run! Run all you like! There's no way you can go.
Our world fills with all of these things. All these tragedies, comedies, dramas waiting for us now. The living in the present. To come along and feel them again. To taste that old memory.
Know this, though. The longer you hide, the worse for you. I'll make it.
Sometimes it's our memories. Sometimes not. Sometimes it's not even something human. Anything and everything that's lived and died, that's made its mark, that's experienced happiness or pain, it all gets soaked up. Because nothing ever ends. Not really. We just stop doing it.
Nowhere left to run.
We just try to forget.
Now the hunter devours his prey.
No! No! Get away from me! Don't touch me! No!
The buildings won't let us.
Dessert!
A fruit medley.
And a cake!
Which I didn't make.
No, I did. And I'm sure the fruit is its equal.
It was nothing.
Look at them. Giddy with a fruit and cake. The dead, forgotten. Even after everything we've said. No, that's not quite fair. Mrs. Ellis knows. She knows how it feels to be gripped by those who never have the decency to stay in their graves. Why was I so unlucky? Why did I have to be one of the few who survived?
Don't you think, Benjamin?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Nothing for you? We've polished off dessert, dear, while you were staring into space. I was just saying that it's time to give thanks for what we've had.
Yes. Thanks.
It takes more than words. We've had our fun. We've celebrated here in the heart of the winter, our island of warmth against the encroaching ice. But such safety must come at a price.
Sacrifice! Yes!
It's science, really. Energy has to come from somewhere. Nothing comes from nothing.
And what's the sacrifice?
Blood. It's always blood. Took enough in the Sudan. I still can't wash it off.
There he goes, talking about his war again. It's terribly dull. I wish he'd forget about it.
I wish I could too.
Honestly, he acts as if he died there.
Maybe a part of him did.
Death is such a small thing, really. I think we take it far too seriously. Poor Benjamin. So tall and strong. So solid, like the trees that grow in your garden. But the thought of death makes you so small.
It's everywhere. Death and rot.
Of course it is, my poor boy. That's my point. Feel this.
A shave for Benjamin.
A sharp blade at your throat. One cut and death. But is that so terrifying? Really? Is it worth getting all worked up over?
I don't think this is in good taste. And do be careful with that knife, Dolores. You, like the rest of us, have had rather a lot to drink.
I'm not scared.
Nor should you be. You're the king, the lord of misrule, master of all.
And not for long. It must be nearly midnight.
Well, if someone didn't have such a silly fear of clocks, we'd know, wouldn't we?
We don't need a clock to tell. Midnight has an atmosphere all of its own, and we're nearly there.
Well, I, for one, intend to meet it in bed.
Meeting anything else there?
And what do you mean by that?
Sit down! Your feast is still to be paid for.
Oh, let's just get on with it, shall we?
Yes, I'm bored of waiting.
Such impatient young people. Ooh, I'm a bad mother to allow you your own way.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That I'm a bad mother, I admit it. I should be stricter, but I can never refuse them.
You're their mother?
Of course, darling. Did you not realise? Their father took quite the shine to me. Much as Isaac has taken a shine to you.
Mother!
She'll find out soon enough, my love. It's hard to make babies without the mother knowing.
Babies? I'm sorry. I'm sure it's flattering, but I really have no intention of becoming a mother.
Oh, I said that too back then. Screamed it again and again, in fact, as he chased me through the house. But their father wouldn't listen. I hated him for it at that time, but now, well, just look at my lovely children. How could I bear a grudge? You'll feel the same one day.
I'm sorry, but no! This has gone far enough. Please, put the knife down. It's time we all went to bed.
What's the point? Never sleep? Can't sleep? So tired.
Benjamin!
Then go to the deep rest you deserve, my lord. Death to the king of Saturnalia!
Wait, no!
It's beautiful. So red. So warm.
Like the wine it richly pays for.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Dolores, what have you done?
Kept out the cold for a few more hours, my dear. Now, shall we play another game?